Tantor Audio presents Wild Things by Chloe Neal. Narrated by Sophie Eastlake. Chapter 1. Midnight Rider. Mid-February. Chicago, Illinois. Within the last 10 months, I'd become a vampire, join Chicago's Cadogan House, and become its sentinel. I'd learned how to wield a sword, how to bluff a monster, how to fall, and how to get back up. Perhaps most of all, I'd learned about loyalty, and based on the magic that was pouring through the house's first floor hallway, I hadn't been the only one who'd taken that particular quality to heart. Dozens of Cadogan's vampires stood in the hallway outside the office of our master, Ethan Sullivan, waiting for a call, for a word, for a plan. We stood in our requisite Cadogan black with our katanas at our sides because Ethan, our liege and my lover, was preparing to run.
"Out of one fire and right into another," said the attractive blonde vampire beside me.
Lindsay was a member of Cadogan's Guard Corps and a skilled and capable fighter, but tonight she looked, as usual, more like a fashionista than a century-old vampire guard. She'd left her suit jacket downstairs and had matched her satin-striped black tuxedo pants with a white button-down and 4-inch stiletto heels.
"Do they actually think we'd just let them take him?" she asked. "That we'd let them arrest him, our master, right there in front of the house?"
An hour ago, a Chicago Police Department detective, fortunately one of our allies, had come calling, advising us that the